Welcome to the Power Pulse podcast series brought to you by Standard Bank.
Well, we're on episode 5 now of our series looking at the very exciting Power Pulse platform. And today, Dirosh Maharaj, who's Senior Manager for Natural Resources on the Power and Sustainable Solutions side of commercial banking at Standard Bank, and Kevin Semwogerere, who's Corporate Venturing Lead for the Power Pulse platform. Before we go into the conversation today, how's it been going so far, Dirosh? Maybe as the champion, have you found that the effort that you've put in is being rewarded?
So we're definitely starting to see signs of that coming through. We had our first client confirm, you know, an order very recently. And, you know, along the way, coming up to this point, you know, the appreciation and the feedback from clients have been very encouraging. So where we're sitting now, we're feeling more and more confident as the days pass that, you know, we're on the right track in terms of what our intention is, which is to uplift the industry and deliver value.
And Kevin, have you been involved in anything like this before in this kind of a startup? Because having done it personally, there's nothing more exciting than when an idea actually gets implemented.
So yes, Alec, as part of my role, which is corporate venturing, that is my full-time occupation. So before this particular venture, I was part of a previous venture. But, you know, in the corporate venturing environment, we are startups with performance indicators at the end of the day. So it's always a challenge, you know, despite the exciting experience to meet, I think, the mothership expectations in terms of return on investment, because it's a real business at the end of the day that has been sponsored. So I have done this before and definitely have the best hopes for Power Pulse, which seems to be doing quite well.
Well, in the previous episode, I spoke with Dirosh and Ricky Hazer about the practicalities of implementing a solar solution. In this episode, we're going to have a look at common pitfalls that hopefully Power Pulse are going to help you to avoid when you go down the road of investing in solar PV projects. Kevin, perhaps before we get into the benefits of having the right partners, let's just look at recap on the benefits of what alternative energy sources offer to people who are operating in a commercial environment. Maybe just a quick recap for us.
Thanks, Alex. So as you know, we've covered in previous episodes, Power Pulse has been established to meet the challenge that is in our country's power sector at the moment around stable electricity supply, and also around, I think, more predictability around the cost of electricity. So alternative energy sources such as solar is definitely one of those answers as a technology option. And at the end of the day, what we're trying to promote here is an environment where businesses are able to source reliable power at predictable costs, which therefore impacts the bottom line, their P&L. So as the Power Pulse offering from Standard Bank, we're trying to bring together the fragmented aspects of the power industry, given the challenges that we currently observe out there, by bringing them, you know, in connection to trusted solution providers or solar installers, but at the same time, giving them much more knowledge, education, and intelligence around what it means to implement alternative energy means, such as solar. So we've developed quite a robust process around that, which I think gives businesses in the commercial and industrial space more confidence around exploring alternative energy means. And hence, we're starting to see quite an uptake in the solution so far.
Now, it's an interesting point in that recently government allowed providers to go up to 100 megawatt plants without getting a license. So I guess there are going to be quite a few people who are going to just go into that business, build 100 megawatt plants to on-sell electricity to others. What's the advantage or what's the benefit for a company of investing in its own plant rather than buying from one of those probable third-party suppliers?
So I think it's not a straightforward answer in terms of what are the advantages of one option versus the other in terms of producing your own power or sourcing it from, you know, another producer of power who unsells it onto you. And hence why, you know, there's the phenomenon of IPPs, independent power producers, but also they are purchasing power agreements, which can give you that variability in terms of the options that you can explore. So there are various nuances. depending on the option that best suits you. But I think what, you know, one would assume in the instance where you're producing your own power is that you have more control over the narrative around the reliability of the power that you rely on. And also you have more predictability in terms of the costs. And where you have, I think, sort of an on-sale of electricity to you, depending on how they produce it, yes, you could have, I think, legal operating agreements, service level agreements to ensure in terms of that PPA structure that they meet your needs. However, at the end of the day, you sort of defer that level of predictability in terms of reliability of electricity and also predictability of cost because you are, in essence, outsourcing that production capacity. So I think having more control and predictability is probably one of the underlying benefits or advantages of producing your own power, given this new regulation of the 100 megawatt threshold that has been announced, as opposed to distributing that capacity onto a third party.
I think that makes a lot of sense. I suppose on top of that, you'd have another layer of costs, obviously, because those producing the 100 megawatts need to get their returns as well. But Dirosh, we've spoken a lot in this series about the financial benefits of solar power. But what are the risks? And that's really the focus of this episode, i.e. under what circumstances you go through PowerPulse, you find the right supplier, you get Standard Bank to fund the project, but actually you don't achieve the benefits that you were hoping for. What could go wrong, in other words?
That's a very good question. Thanks. You know, if I were to look at three main areas that need to be considered, it would firstly be, you know, the system design and the implementation, right? And that's where things could, at the outset, become challenging. So if you're not dealing with a credible operator, you'll generally find that, you know, there's a good chance that the equipment that's being recommended does not meet the correct standard. So if you are basing your decision on, you know, underlying cash flows and savings that you envisage would materialize, firstly, if the equipment's not at the relevant level of quality, being tier one panels and, you know, tier A inverters and so forth, you're going to have challenges. The second part is the implementation of the system. So when it comes to, well, in that first category of design and implementation, the implementation of the system is absolutely important because there's no sense having quality equipment that hasn't been deployed or implemented correctly. Because once again, you're not going to get the maximum benefit from that system. And there's a good chance that that system may not be allowed to be switched on. And I'll touch on that in the third category. So a second component is, or second category, main category, is around the operation and maintenance. So remember, these are long-term assets. You know, when you install a solar PV system, provided that it's of the appropriate quality, you're really taking a 20 to 25-year view, you know, in terms of its useful life and the benefit you're going to derive from it, because that's how long, you know, the performance guarantees linked to these systems, you know, run for. So the first year is generally pretty simple, and these systems have they're quite robust, they're quite resilient when designed and implemented correctly. But in year or two or three, something could go wrong. And if you don't have an operation and maintenance backup, you could be sitting with downtime of a week, and that could obviously eat into the envisaged savings that you initially hope to achieve. So that's an important component. So having, once you've implemented the system, having an operation maintenance service provider to support you in that is very important and generally very cost effective. And generally, it's quite well absorbed within the savings model that solar PV, you know, provides. The third portion, and this is probably the most important from what we've seen recently, is the legal and regulatory component. So you've got to ensure that your system and the team that is implementing the system or the service provider that's implementing the system is supporting you through that legal and regulatory process. So we've seen scenarios, you know, where clients have contracted with non-approved or not as credible operators. They've paid cash for systems to the quantum of 12 million rand sometimes, and they literally weren't able, up to 3 years down the line, allowed to switch on the system and derive the benefits. When we've gone and carried out due diligence on some of these challenges, we've seen, you know, all of these scary variables coming out of the woodwork. And that's why I highlight, you know, that if that first category of design and design and implementation is handled correctly, you'll generally find that that EPC is guiding the client, or the solution provider is guiding the client on the correct regulatory process. And the regulatory process is actually important because it's not designed to restrict things. It's designed to ensure that, you know, as a grid, the system now adds to the infrastructure. It doesn't take away from it and cause problems down the line for another user of electricity, and doesn't create dangers for technicians and linemen working on the infrastructure. So those are the three important categories. And you'll generally find that if those boxes aren't ticked, the client will end up not experiencing the, you know, the benefits that they envisaged would materialize from implementing these systems.
Because quite often, people will take a chance and not really think it through, but they don't realize that it's a massive risk. But you mentioned ticking the boxes. Kevin, what boxes are being ticked now at PowerPulse? Are you comfortable that all the boxes that a company needs, in fact, are being taken care of?
Certainly. So I think based on the clients that we've put through the PowerPulse digital platform process, we are having, first of all, confirmation of certain assumptions, but also learnings. And what we are definitely finding is that the entire PowerPulse process is empowering the clients who are going through this experience to source solar as an alternative means of power generation much more efficiently than without the platform. So first of all, just in terms of turnaround time, I mean, we've had a client that was sourcing different proposals for about 6 months. And when they were introduced to Standard Bank PowerPulse, we were able to speed up, I think, their decision-making process within about 4 to 6 weeks. And they're currently at the point of contracting, where we are playing a very pivotal role in terms of, you know, as a business, helping them to work through the proposal that has been put forward to their preferred solar installer and go and present those facts for investment approval to their board. And at the same time, there's certain commercial learnings that are coming out of that, where for the purpose of facilitating them finally contracting the installer, we're able to, I think, observe a framework around which the client prefers to operate after having the full transparency of the comparison of different proposals, such as having a letter of intent to secure solar panels, given the scarcity that we're currently seeing in circulation, and also to secure the price, given that, you know, the demand and supply right now is fluctuating due to various economic factors, and they'd like to secure the solar panels at the right price, given their approved funding budget from their board. In addition to that, given the PowerPulse process, we, of course, have a very detailed needs analysis where we give them that insight and intelligence around, are they a suitable candidate for solar before they even consider it going forward? And then we simplify through standardization the various proposals that come to the client through our platform from our vetted solution providers and installers, so that they can compare like for like and apples for apples, and therefore make a much more, I think, guided but certain and comfortable decision around who to go with. So I think those are the key highlights of how the PowerPulse process right now is probably delivering value to the clients who are experiencing it. And it will be exciting to see it being improved and fine-tuned even further with automation aspects in the client journey to get even more cadence around the process and get clients sourcing their solar as businesses much more efficiently.
PowerPulse by Standard Bank is an end-to-end online solution built to match businesses with trusted suppliers and deliver the right technical, legal, and funding solutions. For more details, email us at powerpulse@standardbank.co.za.